Welcome back to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, founder and CEO of academia.edu, excited as always to dig into cutting-edge research and thoughtful scholarship with you today. Now, before we get rolling, just a good old reminder. As always, my job's to present the paper we're exploring, not to endorse it, right? Research isn't about delivering finished truths, but offering possibilities and models we can all, you know, think about together. Okay, let go. Today's episode is about a paper, Ruku Ayansan, Pautama Ote Ora Framework, Religious Trauma, Wairua Assault. Phew, that's quite the title, right? But, Don, let that scare you off. The paper is actually thoughtful reflection on spiritual and religious trauma, especially as it experienced by Maori other people. It in some really unique ideas. So what's the core problem this paper looks at? Well, it a two-parter asks, how do people heal from religious trauma? Not just harm, but harm to the where, the spiritual self. And second, for Maori Christians, you could say other indigenous folks too. It's this nag, even painful sense of not belonging in the Christian covenant, their upper, their link back to Abraham. The paper calls this the Wakapapa dial. So kind of a double whammy, right? You're carrying trauma from religious, you're feeling cut off from your ancestry and faith all once. Why that matter for you, the listener? Maybe you're not Maori, maybe you're not religious. But here's the thing, these ideas of belonging, tradition, the push and pull between heritage and new beliefs, those are pretty questions. And paper talking about Maori Christianity, it's opening a door thinking how any of us work who are the middle of all these honestly complicated histories. All right, let's break down what the paper actually does. So Ruku Ayansan offers the Taputama o Ora framework. In plain English, that's the steps of life or the pathway to well-being. It's rooted in Maori models, particularly one called Wichitapa Wa, which includes spiritual dimension, or Wairua as core health. But here's things get interesting. Ayansan brings in this notion of dimensional artof. Sounds like a sci-fi villain, right? But what it means is a kind of spiritual digestion, unpacking, metabolizing harmful beliefs you've inherited, letting go teachings that did damage, while trying to keep and meaningful to you. Instead of out your whole life, it hurt you, you process through, and ideally hold on to what does nourish your sense of self. Neat, where it gets more specific, and this feels really new, is with the Wakapapa dilemma. Okay, let me try to explain. There's this sense that Maori Christians can feel like outsiders Christianity because their genealogy doesn't stretch the Abrahamic line. So your messages like, the covenant starts Abraham, right? Where do I add in history? Christianity arriving with colonial power structures. And people can end up feeling between two worlds in danger of losing either their cultural identity or their faith, or sometimes both. Now, what's the paper's or, well, proposal? It draws on New Covenant theology in this bit from the New Testament that says, in Christ, everyone's included, not just descendants of. So Ruku Ayansan argues that actually you don't have choose a Maori Christian, really anyone can connect without having to erase who are their rapa. This idea sort of echoes what's already in Maori tradition too, where adopting people into ancestry isn't unusual. That was a simplification, but yeah. Logically, the use is personal reflection, I've experience from people who vetoed this struggle. One focuses on a Maori woman in her 60s. She had this long career in the world, was Anglican, proud her Wakapapa, but constantly felt, spiritually, the after a loss and a period of grappling, she imagined her relationship Christianity. She realized could both her faith and her Maori identity without. The framework helped her distinguish between harmful structures brought by ism and authentic, nourishing bits of her faith. Before we finish, I just mentioned sometimes I'm wondering about food metaphors in research. You autophagy sounds so biological. Maybe someone needs to, about the relationship between digestion and spiritual healing. Anyway, back on track. So, what might this mean for you? Maybe it's simple. You're working through feelings of being spiritually or culturally in between. You aren't alone. Processing religious trauma, giving up spiritual life necessarily. It might be about finding a way to keep supports you and let go of what doesn't. And while the focus here is Maori, insights a broader identity, fairness, healing. They cross all sorts of boundaries. To wrap up, remember these are invitations, not final. Ruku Ayansan's work points to ways people can navigate the tricky space between tradition and identity, using both critical thinking and spiritual wisdom. Give it some thought, reflect, and as always, let's keep learning, questioning together. Thanks for joining me on In Depth with Academia. See you next time.